Editor. Friends of Ladner Village tells us this development does not provide access to affordable housing, but proposes no alternatives except to scale back the density and make the units even less affordable. Perhaps Friends of Ladner can put forth what an appropriate number of units should be and, most importantly, why this number of units would be better than the proposed development? Friends of Ladner Village are worried about inadequate parking. For the 114 units, this development proposes 231 parking spaces, the entire first and second floors. The people who live in this building would be walking, not driving, when they patronize the restaurants and businesses in the village. It would be wonderful to see more pedestrians walking in the village and more people visiting the shops as a result of this development. There has been a lot of harping about loss of heritage feel and lack of heritage design. Unfortunately, no one provides any details or examples of what they mean by heritage design, or how to incorporate heritage design into the building besides lopping off the top two stories. There is nothing worth preserving at the site of this proposed development. And, when I walk in Ladner Village and see the Thrift Store Plaza or Harborside Plaza, to say nothing of the Vancouver Specials and gaudy faux stone facades of the houses surrounding the village, heritage design does not seem to be a factor. Additional public hearings were also proposed. This development already meets the official community plan and just had two consecutive public meetings about the development anyway. It doesn't look like anyone is being convinced to change their opinions no matter how many hearings we have. The character of a village depends on the community that lives there and the businesses that want to cater to them, not the physical size or shape of its buildings. It is a pity that the character of Ladner Village seems so unwelcoming and resistant to change. I'll be a true friend of Ladner Village and support it throughout all its changes. K. Wolford.